This is Ozarks at Large. It's Thursday, May 17th, and as we do on most Thursdays, I've dialed up Michael Tilley in his office in Fort Smith. He is the publisher and editor of thecitywire.com. Michael, how is mid-May treating you?
So far, so good. Not too crazy before the primary election season.
Well, I want to talk to you about that in a little bit. Walmart has had, of course, has been in the news of late. Some good news, actually, very recently for them. Sales up for the first quarter.
Yeah, sales up, and possibly even more important, their same-store sales were up 2.6% for the first quarter. Now, this is for the 90 days that ended April 30th. They have a weird fiscal year. But it is good for Walmart. They have struggled. Their same-store sales have been down in the 1% or even a little less than 1% over the past several quarters, so this is a good turn. It wasn't that much of a surprise. You know, U.S. retail sales have been up. Target just reported Wednesday that their same-store sales were up around 5%. But, I mean, there are two things to take away. One, Walmart obviously is doing better. And the it appears maybe the U.S. consumer is doing a little better also, because across the board, Target, Walmart, a lot of these major retailers are reporting better quarters. And they're citing the warmer weather as one of the reasons.
Now, meanwhile, the former CEO of Walmart stores, Don Soderquist, in Bentonville, was at something that is called Doing Business in Bentonville, a regular meeting. He was the speaker, and he addressed the Mexico bribery scandal.
Right. He, you know, he talked about the need for integrity at any corporate level. And interestingly enough, he launched out on into this issue, which is, you know, it's tough. Nobody really. Current and former Walmart execs really don't want to talk about it, but he suggested that, you know, the Walmart culture, the corporate environment, they, you know, it's really a good time for reflection, is what Soderquist said, and it's his opinion that he thinks Walmart will come out of this, quote, with more resolve in the future as to maintaining the culture. And that culture is an interesting word, Kyle, because Don Soderquist is often recognized, or his unofficial title, so to speak, is keeper of the culture. Especially after Sam Walton died, a lot of folks at Walmart, shareholders, everyone else looked at Soderquist to continue that unique culture that Sam Walton had created.
Home sales out for the Fort Smith region and for Northwest Arkansas, what do they tell us?
Well, again, another picture of two different metro areas, although they're very closely connected. In Northwest Arkansas, the home sales continue to improve. Now, they're not setting any records, but Kyle, I mean, it's getting better. Prices increased. The number of home sales was up in Benton County, down just a little bit for the first 4 months, down just a little bit in Washington County for the first 4 months of the year. There were 634 homes sold in Washington County compared to 675 last year, and 1,072 in Benton County for the first 4 months compared to 1,012. So they're holding their own. In Fort Smith, just a different picture. April was not good to the Fort Smith area for homes sold in Sebastian and Crawford County. They were down. But for the for the first 4 months of the year, home sales in the two counties are down 3.2% compared to last year. But that's better than some of the double-digit declines we've seen in years past, and most folks continue to be hopeful that both the number of homes sold and the price per home will continue to get better. And, Kyle, if we're going to see any meaningful improvements in our regional economies, one of the first areas we'll see those will be in the home sales market.
Mm-hmm. Smith Auto Group, based in Fort Smith, hasn't been around since the automobile, but it seems like it. Late 30s, right?
Right.
And their footprint is now going to get bigger and go across, you know, over the Bobby Hopper Tunnel and into Northwest Arkansas.
Right. This is another example. You know, I mean, I just talked about two regions that are closely connected. Well, here's another area in which they're connected. Here, Fort Smith-based Smith Auto Group has purchased one of the Hendron dealerships, and it was a dealership that has three different brands, Chevrolet, Ford, and the Dodge Chrysler brand, which includes Jeep and Ram. And it's not an insignificant move. I mean, it'll grow It'll grow the company from about 125 employees up to around 175. It's a move that will it'll more than double the number of dealerships owned by and the brands owned by Fort Smith based Smith Auto Group. So, interesting move. We watched Smith for some time. They made it no secret that they wanted to diversify both the number of brands and the locations. And you know, when you're in the Northwest Arkansas market, that's more of a stable market in terms of the economy. So it's a good move for Smith. They would not disclose the terms of the deal, but I'm sure it was not a cheap acquisition.
Last week we talked about the Fort Smith City Board of Directors and sexually oriented businesses. Now, this has been a long going story going back into the 90s, I believe, when the city was sued because they had changed something. And it seems the board of directors dipping their toes into controversial waters again.
Yeah, dipping their toes or putting their heads in the sand. I don't know what body part's being covered up. But,
okay.
This is just almost it just blows the mind. They spent around $800,000, maybe more than 10 years ago to settle a lawsuit. Excuse me, and here we go again. What they're doing is they're limiting the amount of space in the city that's available for sexually oriented businesses. Now, don't get me wrong, Kyle. I'm not advocating that one of those be placed on every corner in the city, but the courts have said you need to be around 4%. And Fort Smith, in terms of total land available that's available, or total land that's available for development being available for these type of businesses, Fort Smith is around, has now decided to move that even lower, around 1.4%. So they're asking for a lawsuit, and it's just incredible that they would thumb their nose at the courts and the legal system and precedent just to make some kind of, and I don't even know what kind of point they're making other than, I mean, if they're making a point that we lack fiduciary duty, they're making a great point in that arena.
It should be pointed out that these are businesses that, while might not be palatable to everyone and to have in your area, they are legal. We're not talking prostitution,
yes,
or anything like that.
Right. No, I mean, you know, they're not cooking up meth or it's not, you know, prostitution or anything. It's sexually oriented business means, you know, they sell adult items, movies, novelties, that type of thing. They can be strip clubs, gentlemen's clubs. But, you know, you said it, it's legal. And what, in fact, the only thing that is close to not being legal is the action of the board, not these businesses.
It is the last time you and I will talk, probably, before Election Day proper. Early voting's been going on for a couple of weeks. Although we don't have something like Blanche Lincoln and Bill Halter like we did in the primary 2 years ago, there's still been some excitement as we've moved closer to Election Day.
Right. You know, in Northwest Arkansas, there's the Woods-Pritchard race, which that's been a hell of a good race to watch just in terms of comedy value in some cases. And then here in Fort Smith, you have Representative Altus being challenged by Matt Pitch, and that's the most talked about race. So in those races, you know, the winners of those races do not have opponents, so you know the primary for them is their general. So those are definitely a couple of the races we are watching.
And the one in Northwest Arkansas, of course, is between two people who've been in the House, and you've got a couple of those others where you've got sitting representatives facing each other now because of redistricting.
Right, and this is an interesting election cycle for two primary reasons. One, you just mentioned, all districts are up for grabs after redistricting. All 100 House seats and all 35 House seats are back up. But also, this is the first time since after the Civil War that it's possible that the Republicans could capture one or both houses of the Arkansas legislature. So it's one of the reasons here at the CityWire we have focused, we're going to focus a majority of our political coverage this year on the legislative races.
Our friend Roby Brock has said it could come down to, in both the House and the Senate, to two or three critical races in the state that will determine which party owns the chamber.
Yes, I mean, it is definitely going to be nip and tuck. And, you know, Kyle, we've seen some races in some other states, some primaries in some other states like Indiana, where that Republican, that Tea Party conservative vote came out stronger than what folks thought. And so if that happens, you know, Indiana has similar demographics to Arkansas. So if that happens, be a bad year for Democrats.
Another one. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. You can also see him twice a weekend on television. The KFSM presents CityWire. That's on Channel 5 on Saturday mornings at?
Saturday mornings at 8, Sunday at 6.
All right.
And then we have this goofy guy, Kyle Kellums, that's also on the show.
That's true. Michael, thank you very much.
All right.